On today's Press Pass, the conversation makes stops at an array of subjects, from a new train station in Buffalo to the expansion of housing developments throughout the city. Jim Fink of Business First begins the dialogue with some thoughts on the Simonelli real estate project that would eventually build 700 housing units at the site of the former Central Park Plaza.
The plaza was vacant. It was an embarrassment. It was just this big 27-acre hole in Buffalo Central Park, center part of the city neighborhood. Simonelli Real Estate is now working on their first phase of what will ultimately be a $100 million investment. But the first phase is about 85 apartments and townhouses. All of them will be market rate. And it's going to bring new life, new critical mass into a part of Buffalo that really has been forgotten. And the spinoff from that is going to be huge.
There's going to be enough demand to make this a worthwhile investment?
Is there a demand for housing in Buffalo? Absolutely. Talk to any residential real estate agent, especially in North Buffalo, the Delaware District, Central Park. People want to live in Buffalo. It's cool. It's chic. And this is another. This gives people another option.
Are we seeing it in other parts of the city?
Yes, we are. Let's look at South Buffalo. Obviously, Jake Schneider is spending about $10 million redoing the Shea Seneca Theater on Seneca Street. Carl Frizen's got two churches that he's renovating into apartments, including St. Tommy's. But there's also three Buffalo firefighters, Hook and Ladder Development. They've been quietly amassing probably like 30 properties, a lot of two-family homes, but they've also picked up a couple churches, St. John's on Seneca Street and South Park United Presbyterian on McKinley Parkway, both of which they're going to spend a couple million dollars on each project to turn into loft-style apartments. 5 years ago, that never would have been happening.
Another issue that is ride-hailing service.
Ride-sharing.
Ride-hailing.
Yes.
Is it really that big of a deal to get Uber and Lyft in Buffalo?
Probably more so for out-of-towners than people within the town, within the city. It was a black eye last year during the NHL draft because all these out-of-towners were looking, where's Uber? You know, it happened last month at the NCAAs. Where's Uber? This finally gets us back to a level playing field, which is important because, you know, you got the World Juniors coming later this year. You have the Gaelic Games. There's a lot of conventions, sporting events that are booked for Buffalo, bringing in out-of-towners. They all have Uber on their phones. They're looking for it. Now we can supply it.
The debate over a new train station in Buffalo, a decision is fast approaching?
The 17-member commission put together by Mayor Brown has to make a decision by April 26. There is some school thought that it might even happen a couple days earlier than that.
I've enjoyed the use of Amtrak over the years, and I've used both the downtown station and the Depew station, neither of which are impressive. I think that's an understatement. Is Amtrak really that important to Buffalo, something that really hasn't had any kind of high profile here, maybe ever?
It's interesting because the train station has evolved into a Peacebridge-like debate. On one hand, you have the Central Terminal advocates. On the other hand, you have the downtown advocates. But scrape all that away. We're talking about a handful of Amtrak trains that service Buffalo each day. I think the number is 8. Total number of passengers, about 400 passengers. It's about 104 per day at Exchange Street and 280, 290 roughly at Depew. We're spending a lot of time with this political tug-of-war over 400 people. I mean, Amtrak is not probably going to add more routes just because we have a new train station. If you want a good example of that, just look right down at Niagara Falls. They opened their $43 million train station last year. They're not getting any more Amtrak service out of it.
Jim Fink, thank you very much for the information. Thanks very much for the commentary. And as always, thanks for joining us on Press Pass.
No problem. We'll talk to you next month.